It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who's up right now? Who's listening? 833-JOE-ALEX. If you would like to, I'd be the first caller of the day. That's 833-563-2539. It is a Thursday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I am tired as can be, but it's because yesterday, at least for me, I know I had a busy day. I got home. My poor dog, I got two of them, Benny and Paddington. You can follow them on Instagram. Yeah, they got like 300 follows.
Wow.
To be honest, I have been doing a terrible job of like really, you know, like building up their Instagram clout. I've been slacking. So Benny and Paddington, if you're listening, I will help with that. But Benny, out of those two, he occasionally eats stuff in the yard every couple of months, and he gets like a tummy ache, and that's what happened. I came home, there was throw up on the carpet, there was diarrhea. It was a terrible, terrible smell and a terrible thing to come home to. So that was wonderful. And then he did it again. So I guess he's feeling better now. My wife kind of watched him too, but I'm like, whoa, dude, I don't need all this. So I had to deal with that. Had appointments, had physical therapy, and then last night I had the second round of judging for, I guess, it's in Indiana. It's Indiana's Funniest, so I got to do that. And the comics last night.
Were they better than the night before?
No.
Aww.
Guys, I'm not trying to hate. There was there was like seven last night. I thought like two were funny. Others, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, where do you get to hit like the buzzer? Like, eh! Like, America's Got Talent.
That's so mean. Wait, are you sure it wasn't just because you're tired? Because sometimes you
get No.
Tired.
I think it was the crowd, though. The crowd sucked. The people compared to like the opening comic was funny. Like, the guy warming up the crowd, not like in the competition. Yeah. And they're like, okay, whatever. I'm like, guys, laugh.
Yeah.
Because the first night when we were all there, people were having a good time.
Right. Like with stand-up comedy, I feel like the environment and the audience is so important.
The room, I would have not wanted to be up there because I would have felt like I sucked as a comic, even if I was okay. That room was tough. But it was fun. I'm glad that a Helium Comedy Club let us be out there. They hooked me up with another gift bag.
No way.
Another one?
Swear to God, it's in my car. They gave us like these goodie bags, and I got two of them. I didn't say anything.
Is it the same thing?
I can't tell you.
Oh, it's something different?
I can't tell you. I'm just saying. I got the hookup.
He just wants us to be jealous.
Course I do. I always want people to be jealous. But that's why I'm so freaking tired. I know we're all tired, but we're going to get through the show. We're going to be okay. But that was my day yesterday. Live the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
I worked 15 and a half hours straight yesterday.
Nice.
I was just super tired. But honestly, like, it really wasn't as long of a day as I thought it was going to be. Like, it was pretty fun. So at my job at Cycle Bar, the cycling place, we decorated, like, the entire place for 4th of July, which was so much fun. We were, like, blowing up balloons. So it's totally, totally pimped out for the 4th of July coming up, which was, like, so exciting. It got me, like, just so, like, feeling patriotic and just feeling the summer vibe.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But then this morning, on top of working like all day yesterday, I had to wake up an hour earlier than I normally do, which we already wake up so early, but I had to wake up an hour earlier to take my boyfriend's roommate to the airport.
No. That's what Uber's for. Or Lyft.
I know, but he, you know, like, didn't want to spend the money, and he knows I wake up early already, and so I was just like, I might as well just do him this favor. And he gave me he wanted to pay me, and I was like, don't pay me.
You need money. You take any payment you can get.
But he did give me a Starbucks gift card, so I took him and his siblings to the airport, and I'm not gonna lie, it really woke me up this morning. Like, they are all super morning people, and we're super excited for their vacation, and it was actually like a pretty fun car ride.
Okay, and Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
My day was good. I worked 16 hours yesterday. Not straight, though. I did get a 30-minute rest.
Woo-woo.
So, I worked at the steakhouse last night, and it was really good.
Cool. And Lenny Bree, he's our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. I know you got that new hair. It's still on our Instagram. But anything else happening with your day yesterday? How was your Wednesday?
Dude, so I go to the studio, and I record this song, and it's a hit!
Oh, it's fire.
Okay, right, but let's keep going. Next door, they're building another studio. Out of nowhere, I hear this huge thump. It's when I'm working on the ad-libs, I'm doing the finishing touches. Everybody's in the studio, they're like, dude, this is a hot song. I'm like, yes. Next thing you know, power goes out.
Did you lose everything?
I don't know, the power's been out.
It's still
I sat
out?
There for hours, and then they couldn't get it back on. so I had to leave.
Why is the power out? Is there, like, thunderstorms in Houston or something?
Well, the people building the booth next door dropped a log on the electric socket and knocked all the power out for the whole building.
Ooh. My bad. Sorry about
and
that.
And they were laughing about it.
Oh,
like, it's not funny.
That probably meant that they could just leave work. So they're like, heck yeah. They probably planned that.
Oh, man.
Yep, they were happy.
Somebody dropped a log on you, bro. Hate when that happens. Hey, man, that's what he said. I'm just repeating it back. All right, we got a lot to get to this morning here. 7:30, 6:30 Central. We'll talk to Albert for Ask Alex. Also, I want to call Liv the Web Girl for something that she's done. And I think some other people might relate to this, but not cool. And I guess apparently there's something I do that Liv is really annoyed. I didn't realize I was annoying it, but whenever I do this, she's like, that is disgusting. That's gross. How can you do that? So we'll find out what I'm doing that's so annoying. I'm such a lovable guy. All right, hang on. Coming up next, we'll find out what's happening in the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ready for jail time, but is holding out for a more lenient sentence. The Desperate Housewives star pleaded guilty to her part in the nationwide college admissions scandal 2 months ago and is prepared to serve the 4 months behind bars if that's what she's ordered to do. However, the 56-year-old is hopeful that she's a suitable candidate for a halfway house instead of prison confinement. In April, the actress admitted to shelling out $15,000 for a proctor to correct wrong answers on her daughter Sophia's SAT. Huffman routed the payment through an admissions official named William Singer via his nonprofit Key Worldwide Foundation. Prosecutors said the foundation was a setup just to front and accept payoff. Meanwhile, another actress at the center of the scandal, Lori Loughlin, is expecting possible additional legal troubles with USC specifically. A source says that Lori feels that USC is going to do whatever is necessary to attempt to financially ruin her family. USC accepts extremely sustainable donations, which will typically result with the child from that family enrolling, said Lori. But Lori wants to expose USC's admissions practices and look forward to her day in criminal court. Lizzo opened up last night in an Instagram video about her struggles with depression. She said that there isn't anyone to talk to because no one can help her with it.
It's humbling, and I'm grateful that I'm able to feel these emotions because I know that because of this sadness, I'm going to be able to feel joy.
I didn't realize I related to Lizzo so much.
Maybe, I know.
Maybe I should have opened up to her and talked about that instead about, like, hey.
Oh, your interview was just a mess.
My pecker peeking, yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of good to know because Lizzo is always an artist that comes off so happy and excited and enthusiastic.
Oh, not saying she lights people's lives up.
Right, exactly. Not saying that she still can't do that, but it's, like, interesting and, like, kind of humbling to see, like, another side of her, I think. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom got engaged over 4 months ago, and sources say they are planning to get married at the end of this year. They'll reportedly have a small and intimate ceremony. They don't seem stressed about it, though, and will have a fun celebration with family and friends. This is the second wedding for both Perry and Bloom. Daisy Ridley, the actress from Star Wars, shocked Jimmy Fallon fans last night when she rapped Little Kim's part from Lady Marmalade.
With the money and the God of us, them know we got that cake straight out of the game. We independent women, some mistake is for hard. I'm saying, why spend money when I can spend yours? Disagree, well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep playing these cats out like Atari. High heel shoes, getting love for the dudes, for the badass chicks, for the Mulan.
I mean, so epic.
It's alright. No, okay, that was good. I'm
amazing.
Kidding. That was good. That was good.
Meow, 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 meow.
What a dope song this was, Meow Mix.
Yeah, probably one of, like, the catchiest commercials of all time.
You know, the biggest thing is that they messed up is they never got Grumpy Cat on there to do a remix. Like, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, my gosh. They should have 1,000% done that.
R.I.P. Grumpy Cat. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and I was going to try to help women out there. If you're a crazy cat lady, that's what people call you. I would never do that, crazy cat lady. But you know what I mean? They say you're going to be alone forever with all your cats. Your place will smell like turds and urine. That sounds wonderful. Well, there's this list out of reasons why cat ladies might make the best wives. Now, before I get into the list, Liv, I want to kind of go through it with you. You are saying absolutely not. There's no way that a cat person would be a good wife. Why?
I just don't think that there's any correlation. I think that cat people just in general are kind of weird, And I have two friends,
okay,
like two of my bestest, closest friends have cats. And not only do they have, that's the only pet they have, and they are obsessed with their cats. Like photos all the time on their Instagram stories. They're just obsessed with these things. And I have never met two women who are so far away from getting into a relationship, it's not even funny. Like, both of these girls are, like, perpetually single. Like, forever. So, I just think that that's proof right there.
Okay, well, I can see that. Producer Porkchop, you're a dude, but, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that women that have cats would be good or bad wives?
I think if you have too many cats, that's not good.
Well, and here's my thing, why it doesn't even make sense. Like, why are they saying cat people over dog people? Because if anything, you have to take care of dogs way more than you have to take care of cats.
Dog people cheat on you, Lenny? Why is that?
Facts. Cat people are reclusive. They stay in the house all day. That's what I need in my life.
All right.
Now
listen, let me go over this with you guys real quick. All right. Here's some reasons why. They say that people that have cats, they have big hearts. So a lady that would be a good wife, she'd have a big heart for you. They know that the key to life is balance. I guess it's because cats have balance. That sounds really, really punny. They aren't afraid of commitment. I mean, you got a cat for a long time, 9 lives. They know how to laugh because cats are hilarious. Now, that's where I disagree. Cats are angry little a-holes. And I had cats, Biscuits and Gravy, R.I.P. Love those dudes. They were cool. They were very affectionate at times. Other times, they hated me.
Yeah.
They absolutely hated me and my furniture.
I would argue that cats are easily the least funny of the animals. Easily.
No, my cats are pretty funny. You met them, Liv.
And they did not make me laugh once. I think dogs are hilarious. Dogs are funny.
Does anybody actually hear this right now say, yeah, I agree that like the woman I'd be with would actually be good with cats? 833-563-2539. Like, yeah, she'd make a good wife one day.
Is that the only thing to the list? Or are there more? Because everything you've said so far, there's no difference between that and having a dog.
Here's the rest of them. I'll rattle through them real quick. They don't mind sharing the spotlight. They're very responsible. They won't run just because things are difficult. They learn to appreciate the simple things in life. They're loyal. I don't feel like cats are loyal, and I'm not trying to hate on cats, but when do you hear like that, hey, a cat saved a family from a fire?
Never.
Usually it's the dog drags the kid out or something.
Exactly. Dogs are the ones that are super loyal. You have to have balance in order to have a dog because you have to like be able to balance your work, your life, also with letting your dog out. You don't have to let cats out. They go in a litter box. And you don't really have like specific, not a lot of people have specific feeding times for their cats. Cats are way easier to just leave out food and they'll come and go as they please. Like, all of these make sense for a dog, not a cat.
All right, you know, hold on. We actually do have a phone call. Hey, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning. You are on with the Joe and Alex Show. And what did you want to say to Liv? Well, damn. Okay, then. Well, the crowd at the first Democratic presidential primary debate laughed at a technical glitch after some NBC moderators' microphones were left on while they were backstage. So that you couldn't see them, but they just, when they were done talking, everybody inside could hear it like in their earpieces, which is really awkward. Yeah, people could be heard in the background saying things like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. And someone says, hey, can you go get my binder? So imagine, like, right now I'm trying to talk and I got Liv and Porkchop behind me like, hey, I gotta go take a dump. Oh my God, hey, what do you want to get for lunch?
Yeah, it was so awkward.
We would lose our license.
No. Nobody heard that. No, it was the people with their earpieces in.
You could hear it. Like, I was watching it live, and you could barely hear.
Oh, you could barely hear it bleed through?
People asking questions. You could hear it bleed through, but you couldn't make out anything they were saying.
Listen to them talk about the technical issues as they were dealing with it.
What's happening?
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics.
Y'all were trying to be the news.
Yeah, if the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
I think it's the prior moderator.
You know, we prepared for everything.
Guess what, guys?
We did not prepare for
it. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to get this technical situation fixed.
I thought it was just the Joe and Alex show that had technical issues.
No, you can hear like all of that noise in the background wasn't there before. That was all of the extra noise.
Okay, well, tonight the debate showcase, I guess, will continue. Some of the top contenders you will see that are leading right now for the Democratic side is Biden. You got Bernie Sanders. Is it Buttigieg? I always mess it up. Mayor Pete Buttigieg or whatever.
Buttigieg
from South Bend. He'll be there. And Kamala Harris will be there from California. She's a senator. And yeah, so that'd be kind of interesting. Jimmy Fallon, I like this. He used clips from the political speeches to create a song about all the Democratic presidential candidates. Enjoy this.
Bernie Sanders.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Leon Castro.
Beto O'Rourke.
Elizabeth Warren.
John Delaney.
Kirsten Gillibrand from New York.
Cory Booker.
Andrew Yang.
I'm Bill de Blasio.
Tim Ryan.
Michael Bennett.
I'm Eric Swalwell.
Marianne Williamson.
Joe Biden.
I'm Jay Inslee.
Kamala Harris.
My name is Pete Buttigieg.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I approve this message.
I'm John Hickenlooper.
Skinny kid with a funny last name.
Now who the hell's gonna beat me?
Their policies are just insane.
Gun control.
Equality.
Climate change.
Voting rights.
Campaign finance.
Free tuition.
Living wage.
I'm not denied.
Social justice.
Join the fight.
Identify.
A woman's rights.
It's true.
No excuse.
No, we
can't afford to lose.
Democratic candidates are here to change the world today.
I'm gonna change my slogan.
We'll sell many, many more hats that way.
Focus on the future.
There is nothing we can't
overcome.
Democratic candidates
are not
afraid of Donald Trump.
When people come after me, that's really, really, really dumb.
Democratic candidates
will never defeat
Donald Trump.
Extreme radical Democrats.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that was a lot for your ear holes to handle this early morning. This is insane. It never stops. A Denver dad is the 13th American to die in the Dominican Republic this year after he was taken off a plane screaming in pain before suffering kidney failure.
Oh.
Khalid Atkins has been vacationing. He had been with his daughter and was expected to fly back to the U.S. on Sunday, but suffered kidney failure before takeoff and had to be rushed to a hospital where he later died. His family has now set up a GoFundMe account to help cover costly funeral expenses. What is going
on?
That
is crazy. Do they have any connection to it being like from something?
They're trying to figure it out, but it's like, I know people die. You can die at home or on vacation. That's not unheard of, but maybe it's more hyper focused now. But
why are we still going there?
Well, if you pay for it, you got to go, right?
No.
And a lot of people probably think what everyone thinks, like, oh, like, but it's not going to happen to me.
I don't think that. I think, but, no, don't go.
Right. I know. I mean, I wouldn't
go
now.
It's an unnecessary risk. That's like my theory on life. There's so many other places you could go vacation.
I mean, if it's a book trip in 6 months in advance,
y'all are killing me.
Well, you're made of money. You can just reschedule last minute, Mr. Moneybags.
Nothing matters if you die.
If, the keyword if.
Exactly.
Okay. The Wowie Baby Shark Melody Walker will soon be helping babies take their first step and sing along to this unforgettable song.
Baby shark.
How annoying will this be? The Walker only plays Baby Shark while the wheels are rolling, so I feel like parents are going to be like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, do you just push your kid down when you wanted to quit, like, walking? You just push them all on the ground? Like, stop your walking.
This song, I mean, I am just so over it.
Turn it off!
Over it.
No. The Walker is for ages 12 months and up. It will be released in October. $40.
Dude, I guarantee you my sisters are going to buy this for their kids because their kids are obsessed with this song. And I will never go on a walk with them ever again.
Do you guys know what today is? Today's a special day. It's National Bingo Day.
Oh, that's fun.
B-I-N-G-O.
B-I-N-G-O.
Bingo was his name.
And Bingo was his name. We should have had some grandmas on.
Hey, grandmas, 833. Okay, they don't know how to dial. Never mind. It'll take a half hour. Hello? Are you guys still doing that bingo thing?
Bingo!
Are we going to play?
I don't know how that would work on the radio, so I'm going to say no. My wife's family, though, they always do it for, like, Christmas presents. They have, like, a big family, and they have, like, kind of gag gifts and different little trinkets and stuff. So they'll play bingo, and there's a big pile. When you get bingo, you go pick a prize out, and
fun! That's a fun idea.
It's insane. There's, like, 50 people playing. It's, like, legit real-life stuff.
That's kind of a fast way, though, to get through it, I feel like.
Yeah, I like it. A new survey found that the states that love bingo the most are Nevada, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. So eat your heart out. And finally, have you ever had your GPS kind of take you a wrong way?
Yes.
You guys ever had that issue before?
Always.
Okay, well, This is like straight up out of The Office. Nearly 100 drivers following Google Maps a detour in Denver ended up getting stuck in a muddy field. A crash on a road leading to the Denver International Airport, so obviously they're trying to fly somewhere, prompted the app to take drivers on a detour, but the alternate route took them on a dirt road that had a bunch of rain and water on it, and it turned into a muddy mess, and cars started sliding around. They could not get any traction, just tearing it all up. Some vehicles could not even make it through the mud, and about 100 other people became trapped behind them because of that. It totally reminds me out of this scene in The Office with Michael and Dwight when they're trying to get somewhere. They're doing like sales calls, and they're like following the GPS right into, into a lake.
Make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look. It means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's look, a lake right there.
I think it knows where
straight.
It is going.
This is
the
lake.
Machine
this
knows.
Is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's up there. There's no road
here. Right into the lake.
I'm calm. I have trained for this. Okay. Exit the window! Here we go.
Make a U-turn, if possible.
Michael! Are you okay? Swim for it!
Could you imagine trying to follow that detour? You got places to be, and then that happens. That sucks.
It'd be funny if they hit a bear. Bear, right?
Oh, look at Porkchop with the jokes today! That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Time to play a little game. We're going to take it recently, not too far back. But these are all one-hit wonders. So they're not like old school necessarily. But this group did really well with the song. But they really haven't had any like big follow-ups. At least not many of them. I got Lenny, our technical producer in Houston. Hey, Lenny, you there, my man?
Yeah.
All right, I got Liv, the web girl. I got producer Porkchop playing today. And you can play along, too. All I need from you is the artist. I don't need the name of the song. I want to know who the artist is, because that's like the one-hit wonder as far as the band. Porkchop, if you could be the man with the plan and do some scoring for me, just keep track. It's 1 point if you get it right. And just buzz in with your name. If the person gets it wrong, buzz in again for your chance to guess. You can't guess unless you buzz in and I call on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here is your first song. These are one-hit wonders. Tell me the artist. No, you didn't have
to stop so long. Porkchop.
Porkchop, who's that?
Oh, gosh.
Gautier.
That is correct. Gautier. Somebody that I used to know. Do you like this? My wife hates this song.
It was a little overplayed.
Okay.
Little overplayed.
Next song. Give me the actual artist. I don't need the title, but what is the artist of this song? Don't lose your grip
on the dreams of the past. Oh, my God.
Porkchop.
Porkchop, who is that?
Survivor.
That is correct.
What?
It's called Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Eye of the Tiger was the friend of the fight. So, do you want to hear a funny story?
I love funny stories.
When I was, I guess, like 10, I watched Rocky, part of it, for the first time. And I burned a CD with Eye of the Tiger on it 12 times and played it on repeat for an entire vacation.
Well, never let live.
The entire time.
You played the first song on repeat, even though you had it 11 other times?
No, I played the entire CD on repeat. I literally listened to it to the 12-hour drive down to Hilton Head Island.
This is why we never let Liv have the aux cord. We just keep her away from it. All right, here is your third song. I need the artist for you to get a point. Buzz in with your name if you know this. Only know you've
been high when you're feeling low. Oh. Chop.
Three. Two.
Philip Phils.
One.
No. Yeah.
No.
That, my that's friend. Right. I'll continue.
I'm right. It's Philip Phillips.
No, it's not. That's another song called Home, but it's not this
Lenny
one.
Lenny, yeah, but remember your name. It's not, you're not Usher. Oh, my God. Lenny, what's the artist for that song?
Passenger.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice.
Get on my level.
Okay. Yeah, right. What is the score, speaking of levels, right now?
2-1, nothing.
Okay, here we go. Give me the artist, not the song. Who's the artist for this song?
Now watch me whip.
Porkchop.
Now watch me nay nay.
Porkchop, what's your guess?
Three, two, one.
He buzzed in too early. I'll play it for you guys so you buzz in. Nay, nay.
Okay.
Now
watch me whip.
I got it.
Whip,
Lenny. Lenny buzzed in.
Silent Hill.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You're guessing in too early, Pork Chop.
I know it.
Are we sure Lenny's not cheating?
How could he be cheating?
Watch me.
Because he's like taking a while to get them. I feel like you would just automatically know them if you do know them.
All right.
Well, I'm singing the song. That one, Silento.
Yeah, he says the name.
I took it out of the beginning, yeah, because he's like, you know who it is? Silento. What a dumb name, by the way. All right, we've got a tie game, 2-2, and then we got a big turd, a big zero on the board.
Goose egg for me.
Yep, here we go. Here's your next song. One hit wonder. Give me the artist. I don't need the title. It is. I got bronze
in Atlanta. Lenny.
Lenny was quick on that one.
Designer.
Yeah.
That is correct. There
when you said one hit wonder, he came to mind.
Oh, did he?
Yes. I was like, he's gonna play Designer Panda.
Do we think that Lil Nas X is gonna be a one hit wonder with this Old Town Road, or will he be around for a while?
He'll be around for a while.
Okay.
People like his song. His
All right.
New song.
Lenny is taking the lead here. Let's see if Pork Chop can try to get back in. Liv's pretty much hopeless, but here's the next one.
They see me rolling.
Oh, they hate him. Patrolling. They try to catch me riding.
Pork Chop.
Who is millionaire?
That is correct. There you go.
I was literally so little when this song came out.
Does your mom or dad know what Riding Dirty is, Liv?
Yeah, I think so. Like the song?
Liv was riding dirty.
In her diaper.
Yeah, it was.
No, when you didn't, when your license and registration was expired.
I thought riding dirty meant you had drugs in your car.
I thought it meant like.
No, I definitely think it means they have drugs in the car.
Pork Chop's like, I haven't updated
my registration. Isn't updated,
officer. I'm riding dirty. I haven't updated my registration.
I
don't know why I thought that.
I'm going 5 over the speed limit. I'm sorry, sir. I'm riding dirty.
I didn't think that was riding dirty.
Hey, their cars have been washed. I think they're riding dirty.
Actually, that's what I thought it was.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The big winner, by the way, on that one. You know who it was, right?
Well, I mean, me and Lenny tied 3-3.
Oh, it's tied? Yeah. All right, last song then. Liv, you're out. Here we go. This one's tough. Try this one.
Hey, Macarena.
I need to know the artist.
Dude, if you do not get this Pork Chop as a wedding
DJ. I know. All these songs I play.
Three. Both of you have time limited here. 2-1. That was Los Del Rio. Macarena. All right, this is the last one. If not, it's a tie. You guys have to kiss your cousins or something. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pork Chop and Lenny, here is your song. Give me the artist.
Pork Chop?
Pork Chop, who is the artist?
Jock Jams.
Lenny for the win. Oh, sorry, Lenny, I got to turn your mic back on. Go ahead, who is it?
I knew the first one.
What is it?
Well, I don't know this one, but I did know the last one. But my mic wasn't on.
I'm sorry. I accidentally turned it off. I got excited.
All right, Lenny wins.
Yeah! By default.
Actually, I'm going to say you guys tied. So what I'll do is I'll play both your songs at the same time.
Oh, no. Oh, please don't. Please don't. That's going to hurt my ear.
All right, well, do you want to play Pork Chop and Lenny's victory song?
Let's play mine. Lenny's. Just since they both tied and you won't be able to pick, just play mine.
I'll give it to Lenny because he won because I messed up. I give it a technical win to him. Lenny, way to go.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty.
Yeah.
I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what
this
a booty.
This sounds like Lenny.
Booty. I saw the booty.
He actually recorded this.
Lord, what a booty.
I mean, if he had half a brain, he would do one of his songs as the winning
good
as his winning
Ooh.
One, so it just played on air.
Can I do that?
No, Lenny, let's save that for SoundCloud. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. If we didn't hear you, Pork Chop, gosh darn it, we didn't hear you, okay? Mm-hmm. You need to speak up louder, okay?
Well, he just needs to be like, hey, if say like, oh, hey, Liv, can you do this thing for me? If I don't respond, be like, hey, Liv.
What do you think we should do? Like, should we get like an air horn? Not a hype horn, not this. But like, because Pork Chop gets so frustrated that we don't pay attention to him because we're so distracted doing other things. Do you think one of those like, burp,
one of those kind of horns? What were you both doing when I was talking?
I was literally on my phone looking at Twitter.
Yeah, I was looking at Instagram.
And Twitter is a lot of ways how we get things to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think that if you had one of those like, burp, burp, like one of those air horns kind of?
Maybe, yeah. Or like a federal.
Or just what, like
what's a federal?
Oh my gosh, that was actually a really good sound effect.
I still don't understand what that is.
You know the like the it's like almost like the tornado siren.
Oh, like
sucks compared to pork chops.
Like a on a fire truck?
Pork chops is better.
Sorry. It's because I used to be a firefighter and I used to hit the button so like I could mimic it perfectly.
And were you like, okay, well, it looks like our button's not working, but I can do this, guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
Stick my head out the window.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We're slap happy as hell. And if you're still listening, that's pretty cool. Otherwise, my boss will yell at us. So, hey, for real, though, something we wanted to talk about. Liv, where did you find this article about? And I would like you to chime in, male or female, at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you agree with what this woman's saying or you totally disagree, either way, let's hear what you think. Now, Liv, what is her theory or this thing she was saying online?
So the title of the article is just, I've cheated on every boyfriend I've ever had, and I don't regret it.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good already.
So she has had three serious boyfriends. She's in her 20s, and she's had three very serious ones for, like, years and at a time. And she's cheated on every single one of them, and she doesn't tell them. She ends up breaking up with them, like, a month afterwards. And she says, I feel a little bit of guilt, but I don't regret it at all. And she was like, I wouldn't trade any of my times cheating on them for anything. And her basis was, you know, it made me realize how much I needed to break up with them. It made me realize how it just wasn't working out. Now, my thing is that if you start to have sexual feelings for another person, if you're even at a bar and you are flirting with another guy and you're like, wow, I really want to kiss him, like you get those feelings and kind of those inhibitions, you shut it down.
Best.
And that is when you know, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to break up with my boyfriend. Maybe I need to break up with my significant other because something is clearly not working to where I'm seeking it out in other places. I'm seeking out that flirtation. I'm having sexual desires for other people that I want to fulfill. That is when you know you should break up with someone. You shouldn't go through with it.
833-JOE-ALEX is a number, and I want to throw this out there, a little observation with this lady, 833-563-2539. I think we all agree, unless you're just a terrible person, yeah, definitely right, should not have cheated. But is it maybe less, it's not as bad as what she did, if the fact is that, yes, she cheated, and then after that, she decided, hey, I'm going to end the relationship. She didn't continue them on with her cheating ways. Once she cheated like a little hoochie mama, she then went on to the next guy. Is that maybe more acceptable? That's kind of what I'm wondering at 833-563-2539.
Is it better than them continuing to date 3 years and her lying those entire 3 years? Yeah, obviously it is. But she still stayed with them for like a month, sometimes a month and a half after it happened. And here's my big thing, too. If you cheat on someone, I don't think you're a bad person. I do not think you're a bad person. I think there is room for forgiveness and there's room to, you know, learn from your mistakes. That's a mistake. Just because you made a bad mistake doesn't make you a bad person. So I'm not sitting here exiling anyone for cheating and being like, you're awful, you're terrible, whatever. My problem is that she has done this with every single relationship. There's a pattern here. Mm-hmm. The first time it happens, after that, that's when you learn from your mistake.
All right,
that's when you say, I'm not going to do it
again. Has anybody here, please be honest, have you cheated on somebody when you were in a relationship? Anybody here on the show?
I haven't.
Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, have you cheated on someone?
Why are you calling me out, man?
I'm simply asking if you have because you've been kind of quiet in the background.
No, but I have been cheated on by pretty much every relationship I've been in.
Me too.
Okay, not to blame you, but do you think, Lenny, there's a reason why you were cheated on?
Well, I've learned not that, like I said, I'm a Scorpio, so like I'm very controlling, I think. And I think that pushes people away. Mm-hmm. And when they see somebody else, they feel like it's like freedom and they like just go chase the freedom and then they cheat on me.
I can see that happening. That makes sense. And that's good that you're self-aware enough to know that.
Okay, so it was your fault, Lenny.
Well, dang.
I'm kidding. Liv the Web Girl, yes. What about you? You've been cheated on. How many times and why do you think that was?
So I've been cheated on 3 times. Like the first time, our relationship was just, we were in high school and I was like a junior in high school. The relationship was bad, bad to begin with. I don't even know why we were still together at this point. He got drunk at a concert, made out with another girl, and honestly, it was kind of my out. I was like, yeah, I mean, clearly this isn't working, so we're done. So like that, it didn't really affect me that much. And then like another time, I didn't find out until after the relationship, and I think the guy, he cheated on me 6 times, and I think he was just kind of like...
Hold on, stop. Did you know every time he cheated on you?
No, I didn't know until after we broke up.
I was like, you're a big dummy. He's like, no. Hey, baby, I promise the 5th time's going to be different.
And he was just a giant, giant womanizer. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been 2 separate occasions where I've had my boyfriend hook up with my best friend.
Oh, my God,
and cheat on me with my best friend. 2 different best friends. And, yeah, I don't know what caused them to do that. I think a lot of times it was alcohol. And maybe like being scared of commitment.
Okay,
I don't know.
Now for me, I don't think I've ever been cheated on. That's to be fair, though. I've never really had a woman except for my wife that wanted to actually admit that they're in a relationship with me. So there's always that.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Fans to please stop their hateful behavior on Instagram and causing her more pain after her split from boyfriend Matthew Hussey. In an Instagram story, Cabello said to my fans, if you really love me, please do not send people I love and care about hateful things. You doing that really hurts me, and it's so unnecessary and heavy and damaging to add more pain to pain. There's a real person behind your tweets. You spamming them with hateful, insensitive things is really not funny. It is causing all of us pain and doesn't at all reflect the values I talk about. So people are commenting on her ex's Instagram and saying like not nice things because they broke up. So she's asking him to stop. But Shawn Mendes' mom, Karen Raymond, seems to be hoping her singer-songwriter son and Camila Cabello become a couple. In a response to a short clip on Cabello's Instagram account on Wednesday, June 26, featuring the two singers screaming mid-rehearsal, the Canadian real estate agent mom replied with a pair of emojis, an expanding heart, and a couple in love.
Oh, yeah.
How exciting. She wants them to date. She's trying to ship them.
Oh, how
so
cute.
So fans responded to this, and one asked, so then hashtag Shaw Mila is real. And then another one commented and said, mom approves. I hope these rumors are so true. I've been waiting for Shawn Mendes to have a hot love affair.
Yummy. So hot and so juicy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger put a terrible fake mustache and ponytail on to pose as a used car salesman to help spread awareness about electric cars.
Hello. Looking for a car?
Yeah.
Hey.
Actually, I'm looking for some kind of electric hybrid mix.
That don't bullshit me.
Okay.
I'm here to sell you a car.
Yeah, so that guy obviously didn't realize who it was, but...
you want me back, you'll buy the car now.
Right, there's just a whole video of him just like messing with people and like them... revealing himself. It
but
was
it's
super
so
cute,
obvious.
Funny.
I saw the video. It's cute, but it's like, you know it's him.
Right. I mean, the first guy knew right away, but that second guy did not, apparently.
No clue.
Miley Cyrus shared a clip of new music featuring herself, Lana Del Rey, and Ariana Grande. Cyrus shared the music on Twitter with the quote, "We are coming," and tagged Charlie's Angels, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey in the post. The movie will be a continuation of the 1970s series as well as the movies from the 2000s. The film will be in theaters on November 15th. I am so excited about this. So excited. Those are like 3 of my favorite singers of all time. Carmelo Anthony recorded himself talking to his phone and denying rumors that he is cheating on his wife Lala with the girl on a boat in France.
So I'm going to address this one time and one time only, and I'm really only addressing it for my family. Keep my family out this, man. I'm over here trying to do my business retreat. I'm over here trying to have a good time. I'm on a boat with some friends. Them people are married, man. They don't got nothing to do with anything. Y'all trying to expose, y'all exposing somebody's wife, y'all exposing somebody's kids, all that. Like, come on. Leave that alone, man. That ain't cool.
Sorry, Carmelo.
Yeah, so a few years back, Carmelo Anthony was actually caught cheating on Lala, and they were separated for a while, but now they're back together, and he apparently has not cheated on her since then. And so he was saying that this family that I'm on a boat with, I'm not just on a boat with some random girl. I'm here with like a family that I know. So just stop. And coming up next, Madonna comes out with a shocking new music video.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joan Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to get into this. We're trying to get a hold of Albert, but his phone, I don't know if it died, but we talked to him, but then we lost him. So we're going to, if we can't get him back on the line, we'll kind of read his email, and we'll take the Ask Alex from there today. But 833-563-2539. Here's what we got from Albert, and listen to the scenario, and then let us know what you actually, you know, think. And let us know. Here's what he said. He said, hey, guys, I'm calling because I guess I'm head over heels about this girl. About a month ago. What, Liv, am I, what's going on here?
No, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay. So he's calling, he's telling us, and he says, I'm driving for Uber, and I took home a girl. I guess her name's Becca. He said it was easily probably the best night of my life. Instantly, when she stumbled into my car, she took my breath away. Well, that sounds awesome. I mean, I don't see a problem so far. I picked her up from a bar while she was out with her friends, and she was confiding in me about her friends and how they treat her so bad sometimes. Oh, that sucks. That's not cool, right? They never take her seriously, he said. It was just so special that she shared that with him. And I guess that she trusted him with that information. He thought that was a big deal.
Right.
Is that really that big of a deal? Or
I mean, I drunkenly confide in almost every single Uber or taxi I've ever had.
So. I didn't want to call you out, Liv, but I was like, you kind of share a lot when you drink. He said that he thought it was special, that was a big deal, and that he trusted her. And he said that you could just tell that she was so sweet and genuine and that, you know, that they had a connection. He said, after I dropped her off, I could not stop thinking about her. So he said, on Monday morning, I remembered where she lived. Okay, now it's getting creepy. I drove by the area in hopes that she would call an Uber for work. And guess what? She actually did. And I was her driver because, well, I was the closest one around. Every day since then, he says he'll wait by her work when she gets off.
Gosh.
Okay, now it's not going so well. She gets off around 5:30, around that time. So I know I'll be the Uber driver in the area. After the first 2 weeks I was driving her, he said that he saw that she also had the Lyft app. So he downloaded that too. So he'd always, I guess, be on there. I don't know if you can do both at the same time or not. Or
I think so. I think Porkchop does Uber and Lyft.
Can you, Porkchop, question for you. When you're driving for Uber or Lyft, can you have both on so you could pick up a ride for either one? Or is it only one at a time?
You can have both on.
Okay. That'd be confusing, but I guess that's what he was doing. He said that way he could make sure that he was always, I guess, her driver. And he said she thinks she's also getting into health and fitness because she's been training for a marathon or something because she started biking to work and just doing that a lot more and not even driving anymore. I don't think... I really wish we were talking to Albert to hear what his side of this is. He said that I figured out what grocery store she goes to shop at, and it's really cute because I'll go in there and I'll wait for her to get off the bike, and then I'll go into the store and watch her because she looks so precious while she's trying to pick out what soups and different items to get and salads. The reason I called in though is because I've been doing this for a month now, and I need to figure out like a way to ask her. So I guess that's why he wanted to call
ask
in
her
for
out.
This. Yeah, he wanted to ask her out. Wow, Albert, Dude. That's pretty damn creepy, bro.
Albert.
I wish he was on the phone. We can't get a hold of him now? Okay, dang it.
Do you think Albert should ask this girl out?
No, it sounds like Albert's stalking her. Am I wrong about this?
No.
833-563-2539.
I think this girl knows.
What do you mean you think this girl knows?
I think this girl knows what he's doing.
Hold on, let me read. He said in the email that he picked her up once. Okay. But then he kept on doing it for a few weeks.
See, she downloaded Lyft. It
sounds like... Which means
like,
she doesn't want him to drive anymore, Liv.
Exactly. That's why I think this girl knows what his plan is. Like, I think she knows...
Do you think she wants the plan? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, if she did, then she would have just stayed with Uber. But then she went with Lyft to get away from him because he kept picking her up. And then he started picking her up with Lyft. So then she started riding a freaking bike everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we're just not hearing each other. Because that's what I'm saying. It sounds like he's stalking her now, and he should definitely not ask her out.
Right.
Because it sounds like she's avoiding him. If she's riding a bike now to get away from you for not taking a car as a mode of transportation...
Right.
I mean, maybe she's into fitness. That is a good alternative, and it saves some money. But I think this sounds absolutely insane.
Yeah, this is creepy AF. I think Albert is straight up stalking this chick, and she knows, and she doesn't want anything to do with him.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. It's Ask Alex. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think's actually going on? We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now. Wow. I'm going to be very interested to see how you defend what you did Liv, the web girl. Honestly, I was cool this morning when we came in, but thinking about it, I've been like building up resentment all morning, just getting mad at you. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Liv, the web girl, pretty much left me and Porkchop high and dry after we got to be celebrity judges for a comedy event, like an open mic kind of a thing. For the funniest person, it was at Helium Comedy Club, and we're there, we do our judging, it's like an hour and a half, not that long, and we're wrapping up, we do a group photo. All of a sudden, it's like 5 minutes later, we're like, hey, Porkchop, where's Liv at? Is she in the bathroom or something? And we text you, we don't hear anything at first, we wait around like 20 minutes, come to find out, Liv the web girl pulls a classic Irish goodbye and just dipped after our photo. It didn't say a dang thing, and we've looked like dummies waiting around for you for like 20 minutes, we thought maybe she's using the restroom or something, doing freshening up, so we wait, eventually she texts back like, oh, hey guys, I left. Why did you not just tell us that you were leaving? And the question I want to get into is, because I'm sure she's going to defend it, is it okay to do a quote-unquote Irish goodbye where you just kind of slide out the door? You don't say goodbye to everybody? I hate that. I hate when people do that. I cannot stand it.
The Irish goodbye is like my MO. It is what I'm known for. All of my friends, all of my family know this about me. It doesn't matter where I am. I could be at my niece's 2-year-old birthday party, or I could be at a bar. But I will Irish goodbye every time I'm leaving somewhere because goodbyes are so awkward.
What do you mean goodbyes are awkward? It's simply, hey, I'm leaving, bye. You're making it awkward.
But then you get into like conversations, like leaving conversations, and those are the absolute worst because they can go on for forever. You never know when they're going to wrap up, and you have to be like, oh, like, but it was like fun tonight. Like, oh yeah, okay. Like, well, I'll like see you tomorrow, or like, how are you getting home? Like, it's just like these awkward conversations when you're saying bye to people and you're trying to exit. Like, you can't just be like, okay, bye, and then like ditch.
It sounds like you're bad at saying goodbye, to be honest with you, because all you have to do, you walk up like, hey, everybody, bye, have a good night, and you just leave and you keep on walking. You don't talk, you don't engage.
Yeah, but then you have the people that are like, oh, no, don't, like, if you're out at the bar, or someone's like, oh, no, like, don't leave, or like, oh,
you keep
hey,
on
like,
walking and say,
I
bye.
Wanted to ask you a last question, you know? Like, say that I was leaving the comedy club, and I was like, all right, like, bye, Porkchop, bye, Joe, and then, like, Joe, you're like, hey, wait, for the show tomorrow. Like,
don't even
and
bring
like,
this
in. It's like, it's late. I don't want to talk about that right now. I mean, and also, I'm sorry, when you're leaving, do you handshake? Do you fist bump? Do you do the awkward side hug?
How do you
like,
get out of this?
It's just bad.
How do you say goodbye? 833-563-2539. Do you think it's acceptable? Because I'm really disappointed in you if you were listening to the Joe and Alex show. If you think it's acceptable just to say goodbye and not give anybody a dang clue where the heck you went. Or do you think it's appropriate and the right thing to do and you're a decent human being with a soul and you actually you say goodbye to people? How would you feel if I left and didn't say goodbye?
I would not care. I'd be like, oh, thank goodness I didn't want to say goodbye
Wrong
either.
Wrong question. How about if like your sister just left and said goodbye? You wouldn't be like, oh, where's my sister? I hope she's okay. You wouldn't worry about her?
No, my cousin does this Irish goodbye. I learned it from her. And everyone knows that that's just her thing. So it's not like they're worried about her or super concerned about her because they just know. Like, oh, she pulled a her and just left. Just did the Irish goodbye. I think Irish goodbyes are more acceptable. I think more people should do them. What do you think, Porkchop?
I am exactly like Joe. Like,
what?
Allegedly, I think I don't know. I might have separation anxiety or something because I have to say bye to everyone. And it's not some weird, awkward, long out bye like you're talking about. It's just like I have to let everyone know that, hey, like I had fun. Thank you for having me. Or, you know, I was glad to hang out with you. I'll see you next time. And that's it.
Right. But it's normally never that short ever. And it's easier. I will say this. It's easier to leave you guys because I literally will just be like,
all right, bye.
Yeah. I'll see you in a couple hours. And like, I'll just say bye. And if you like try to start talking to me again, like we're comfortable enough to have a relationship to where I can be like, yeah, no, I'm going to go.
But
I'm leaving.
It's also a sign of respect, I think.
Yeah. You disrespect us a lot.
I mean, like if let's say I'm working an event or something like that. I have to go to the client and tell them, like, hey,
okay,
thank
well,
you so
that's
much for
different. If
me.
It's work,
how is it different?
That is different from
how is
work.
It different?
I would always,
I don't think
if
it's
work.
I think it's a respect thing.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, obviously, if it's like detrimental to like my job or like money or anything like that,
okay.
I'm always going to give a goodbye. I'm saying when you're in a situation, a social, All I'm talking about is a social situation.
Right. I got that. So now how, when you do say goodbye to like a client or someone, how do you do it?
I say, oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me. It was so great. I'm going to like, thank you so much. Like, it was so nice to meet you.
So then what's the difference?
I'm heading out. Because with friends, one, they'll
she
either
doesn't
try
care about
to,
her friends.
No, they'll try to convince you to stay there longer. They're going to be like, why are you leaving so early? Like, why don't you just stay longer? And also, like, with someone like Joe, you could get wrapped up in an exit conversation for 30 minutes.
That is so false. The fact that you are trying to talk disparagingly about me really hurts my feelings.
Joe, you have done this before when I'm leaving the studio, and you're like, oh, wait, hey. And then I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then it turns into a 20-minute conversation.
Because it's about our show, because we have to plan our amazing show.
So, like, I wish, like, but if I Irish goodbye, it would not be a problem.
All right. Whose side are you on? I just want to clear this out right now. Are you team it's okay to Irish goodbye somebody and leave? Or are you on the right side saying, listen, you need to make sure you say goodbye?
We're getting tweets right now, and Bailey said, I am totally with Liv. Irish goodbyes are the best. And then ND says, no, Liv is rude. She is the worst and only cares about herself.
I say we practice Liv's theory, Joe.
Okay.
I say, you know, on the radio, we call this, what we're doing right now, a talk break. I say we don't end our talk breaks. I just say you, like, randomly just start a song and we don't say
perfect.
Irish goodbyes. Liv the Web Girl is the most Irish person I've ever met in my life. If you know what that is, that means you're the person that leaves a party or leaves a place and doesn't say goodbye. You wonder, well, I hope they made it home okay. Where'd they go? Are they mad at me? Now, me and Porkchop were like, you know what? You need to say goodbye to somebody. You don't have to have an hour-long conversation. Be like, hey, have a good night, Liv. We're leaving. And Liv's like, no, that never happens that way. You always get stuck talking to people. What side are you on? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say hi to Dolores this morning. Hey, Dolores, thanks for calling in. What do you think? What side are you on?
Good morning, guys. So I totally understand Liv's point, but I'm definitely on your side, Joe, and Pork Chop.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of just, like, rude. And I was just raised that way. I think it just kind of shows, like, what kind of family values you have sometimes. Oof. But I
Shots fired.
Jeez.
Well, I love Liv, but, like, my sister does that. She just dips. And when she leaves, my family talks shit. They're like, there she goes again. Like, no one cares. Like, she doesn't care about anybody. And it just kind of, like, looks sad, but I get it. Sometimes you say bye, and then you're just caught up in, like, okay, I gotta go. Bye. So, I get it.
Yeah, it just takes a while to get through to that goodbye.
You just must not be good at communicating. Let's try it right now. Let's try it right now. You're leaving. Here it is. Go ahead. We're leaving. Go ahead. Go.
All right, Joe. I'm gonna go. See you later.
All right, cool, Liv. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
All right. And that is ideal. That is ideal. I'm telling you what, the ideal goodbye. But when we are out somewhere, when we are not in this studio and you're not sitting down working, it's awkward. Do we hug? Do we not hug? And sometimes the conversations, the goodbye conversations can linger. They can. No one wants to admit that they're one of those people that when people are trying to say goodbye, they start up another conversation, but it happens.
That's not me, though. You keep on saying it's me.
It is.
Ron's on the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Ron, are you an Irish goodbyer where you just leave and don't say anything? Or
no,
do you actually say goodbye?
No. No, what that's
you
rude. You don't. You say hello, don't you?
Liv, do you say hello to people?
Duh, all the time.
Well, wait, why is that a duh, but goodbye is not?
Because goodbyes are awkward. Hellos are not awkward.
Every beginning has an end.
That should
not
be a song.
Not in my book. Not in my book. And okay, here's the thing. When a big time Irish goodbye, big time.
When you're drunk?
Yes, when I am at the bars and I am drunk, I get to a tired level. Sometimes I just get to a level where I'm like, bro, I need to dip. I need to go home. I am tired. I want some popcorn.
I love that.
I just
Liv,
want to go home.
I love that you call it tired. What do you mean? Like when I start to black out and
Maybe I feel a blackout coming on and I'm like, dude, I drank too much. I need to get out of here. But sometimes it really is. I'm just tired. It's like I've already danced so much. And here's my problem. When I go out with my friends too, a lot of times like I'm the like monkey that they can like laugh at. Like I just do funny
You're
things.
You're the jester. You make everybody just
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I'm dancing and everything like that. So I get tired I just want to go home, but I know if I tell them, they're going to be like, you're so lame. Or like, come on, stay out with me. You have to be my wing woman. Like all of this stuff. So I'm like, dude, I'm dipping without telling anyone.
Ron, thank you for calling in. Let's say good morning to Monica, 833-JOE-ALEX. Are you team? Say goodbye. Your team live over here where you just do the Irish goodbye and you sneak on out like you're a secret agent. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you doing?
It is definitely a hello, goodbye. You do have to do that. When I was younger, I did grow up in a very small town in Clute. But you do. You give hugs and kisses when you come in, and you give hugs and kisses when you leave. My dad always said, show respect. So we just learned it's a family value thing. It really is.
I think you're dead on with that. Your dad had a good point when he said respect.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Right, but...
that are were cousins, they were older, you still gave them hugs and kisses like they were your aunt and uncle.
But see, the reason why I give Irish goodbyes to my family is because I don't live by them. I'm the only person in my family that lives out of town. So then they get sad, and my mom cries every time I leave, which makes me cry. And then I'm sad on my way home from my parents' house. And so it's like if I just Irish goodbye, no tears.
So we
no
finally,
sweat.
Monica, I'm so glad you called in. We finally figured out why this is happening. It's because Liv has a really bad relationship with her mom when it comes to saying goodbye. No, you are, because you're taking it back to your mom. Broke it down and said the reason you don't is because you can't say goodbye to your mother.
It's different situations. That is the one with my family. There's also the situation with my friends where they're like, oh, you're lame. Stay out with us. Come on. And I'm like, dude, I'm poor. I can't keep spending money. I can't keep buying Vegas bombs.
Well, that's why you're supposed to get them for free.
Well, sometimes I can manage that, but not always. All right, I'm not that good.
Take this to our social media. We'll get out of this thing as quickly as possible without saying anything else. Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and... sorry, kind of unprofessional right here.
Gosh.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Like, you've never eaten food before? We all get hungry. My bad.
I know, but it's just so gross the way you eat that.
What are you talking about?
It's just literally so disgusting.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Okay, well, hold on. If you're going to sidetrack, what's so gross and disgusting about this?
Okay, I'll paint a picture for those of you listening. Joe is eating a string cheese right now. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a pretzel.
And he is not... he's biting the string cheese.
I don't have
like
time.
He's biting it off. Like he's not peeling it. He's just biting like chunks of it, and it's so repulsive to me.
I don't have time, Liv, to pull the string cheese apart. Like, we're not in elementary school anymore. Tons of people, I'm sure, do that too, just to have time.
No, they don't. I promise to you, they do not. They don't do it. My boyfriend eats string cheese almost every day. No, he doesn't do that.
Yeah, but your boyfriend's not doing what we're doing. I'm saying when people are on the go, they'll just... excuse me, now I'm burping too. They'll just take like a big bite of it. They'll take a big chunk off of it. People don't always have time to just to string it back.
No.
Pork chop. You do that right now. Like, here, I'm going to take another bite. Hold on real quick. Let me eat. Talk while I eat.
So, ew. First of all,
that is so gross.
You just take a bite of it. If you can't peel it, you don't have time. That's normal.
I haven't had string cheese probably since I was in high school, but when I did have it, I did like to peel it. Like, that was fun. I think it tastes better.
Right. Thank you.
Which just seems weird. But
it's the same cheese, guys.
No, it's not. It just tastes better.
Something's different. But I will say this. There has been times where if, like, I know I haven't recently washed my hands, that I will hold it in the wrapper, how Joe is like right now, and I will take bites of it like that. Why, if I know my hands are dirty, why am I going to use my fingers to peel back the cheese?
Well, I just think that's when you wash your hands before you eat.
If I don't have access to wash my... if I'm in the...
then you wait to eat it.
No, but no.
What's the urgency with... you know,
hunger.
Okay, so what is this really bothering you? Because I eat this for the past 2 weeks. You've never said anything. Is this really kind of like driving you crazy then, or what?
Yeah, I think it's really gross. It honestly makes me want to gag. And like, you know how easily I gag. Yes.
Yeah, you gag over everything. I say the word poop, you're like, ugh.
I just think a lot of things are gross, and I think that is super, super gross.
I did not realize that my string cheese habit of biting it instead of pulling it apart was driving Live the Web Girl crazy. Wow.
I've been trying to hold it in because you've been doing it for a while, but it just like seems so like barbaric to me. And just like, that's not what it was made for. It was made to string apart. If you want
to
eat cheese,
I don't
cheese,
have time to pull it
why
apart.
Why don't you get string, like, cheese cubes? Get cheese cubes. That's okay. You can eat those in whole.
Because this is healthy. This is so stupid. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Honestly, one of the dumbest things we've talked about in a while. Caitlin's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this string cheese where I'm not pulling it apart? I don't have time. Like, right now, I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to take a bite. Go ahead.
So I actually work at a hotel. I'm a manager, And I eat string cheese every single day at work, and I do not string the cheese. I take full bites out of the cheese.
Why do you eat string cheese every single day?
It's just something easy to eat, and I love cheese. I mean,
I get
who
that. I before I was lactose intolerant, I used to eat it every single day because it's high in protein, low in calories, and so I really liked it. But someone on Twitter said, "Joe, you need to make time to eat your string cheese and string."
Guys,
it
apart. we're not curing cancer here. I'm not saying that, but for real though, this show once it starts, as bad as it sounds, you're like, there must be no effort put into it. There is a lot of effort. Sorry, I'm still trying to chew my cheese right now. Ugh. We don't have time to stop. Like going to the bathroom
is a luxury.
Occasionally we'll get. I do not.
I think you have more time than you think, and you can just take longer time to eat it.
All right. I like Vanessa. Vanessa's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about Liv?
I think she's gone crazy.
What?
It's
why?
Just cheese. And it's in a solid form. Come on.
It grosses
just bite
me
the
out.
Thing, be over it.
What do you want me to do? Get, like, shots of nacho cheese and just, like, throw it back between songs?
I mean, why don't you just eat cheese cubes? I don't understand. Just get cheese cubes.
Yeah, no. Well, they're not going to sell cheese cubes like that, like, everywhere. He just wants a little... I mean, a little snack, not a whole freaking tray.
All right. Hey, Vanessa, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. Denver's on the Joe and Alex show. Go ahead. What'd you want to say?
It does taste different when you pull it apart.
Yes.
When
you stop.
When you take a bite of it, you can take a bite of it, and it has a taste, and then you pull a piece apart and eat that stringy part, it has a different taste.
Denver, hold on.
Like
I want you to. You're gonna be,
or,
Denver, you're going to be part of history. Hold on. I'm going to take a bite of what's left. Hold on. I'm going to chew it up real quick.
No.
Hold on. I think it tastes fine. Now, I'm going to try your little pull it apart. It tastes different. Explain to me, Denver, because you have such a defined palate. Is it the air reaching the inside of the cheese? Why is it so different?
It has to be. Or maybe it's the, like, shredded cheese tastes different than block cheese.
Here we go. Putting it in
exactly. No, I 1,000% agree. It was made... to be peeled apart. It was made to have in thin little strings. It wasn't made to have in giant chunks. That's gross.
They would have called it stick cheese instead of string cheese.
Yes, Denver, you are so right. This is not even how they created it to be consumed.
Right,
if you're going to consume something, consume it the way it was intended.
I just consumed it, Liv in Denver, and I'll tell you what, it tastes the exact same.
Of course you're going to say that because you're too far deep in your point.
No, I'm willing to negotiate and admit when I was wrong. In this case, I was definitely dead on. And I will wrap it up by saying this. This is probably the dumbest debate we've ever had. Liv, let's talk after the show if there's anything else you want to get out on the air tomorrow, like maybe the way I drink my drinks or something like that, or I slurp
honestly,
my stuff.
No, honestly, you slurp so bad.
I do
but
not,
that's a whole separate topic.
I do not. Everybody's looking at me like, why the hell are we playing Pink music? Well, how about this? A lady went to a Pink concert. She was pregnant, and during this song... In the UK, yes, she had her baby. She started going into it. She wasn't expecting. She's like, oh, sweet baby Jesus, the baby's coming.
Dude, that is epic.
Yeah, it happened on Tuesday. Denise Jones was 3 weeks from her due date when she went to the show, and she was not really worried about it. You know, she's like, oh, I'll be fine. But you know what? Her daughter decided to make an entrance and actually came out to the opening song of Pink's tour, which is Get This Party Started. Thankfully, medics were on site, and they actually delivered the baby right there at the venue.
No way.
Yeah, it happened there. So I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, where was your baby delivered besides a hospital? Because we all think of that. And besides at home. Those two are obvious. Like, if you plan to have a at-home birth, maybe just having it at home, you weren't expecting it.
Right.
We can take that.
I feel like that happens.
But I assume there's some car ones, but I'm wondering, where the heck were you when that baby came into the world? I'd love to hear those unique stories, because forever, this baby is going to have an awesome story about, hey, you know, my mom had the baby at the Pink concert. I was born at the Pink concert.
That is going to be his fun fact forever. You know, when in like school or when you're in a new group, you have to give like a fun fact about yourself. He now has a fun fact for the rest of his life.
I think that's pretty dope. Go ahead.
I always feel like people who are born in situations like that and who come out like super unexpectedly, they're always like the most like not extravagant, but like just crazy people.
Eccentric.
Yes. They're always the most eccentric people. They are like, they are bound for something incredible.
Like how lucky is the baby that it was born there and not like...
these photographs.
Oh, gosh.
That would have been pretty funny. 833-563-2539.
So I wonder if Pink sent her anything. Like, sent her, like, a thing of flower. Like, I mean, Pink's got to think that's cool, too. And it also shocks me that things like that can happen so quickly, because I've had my sisters give birth 4 times now.
Okay.
And it takes so long normally. And for it to just, like, pop out like that while she's at a concert.
Yeah, and I wonder if it was like the beat of the music that kind of made it happen. You know, like the boom, 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 like something like that. But it's like perfect timing, too. Like for, you know, it wasn't like a bad song.
Right.
It was a banger.
I'm going to plan my birth, like of my child, whenever that happens, around a Justin Bieber concert. And I'm going to buy 2 tickets, one for me and one for my doctor. And I guess my husband can come.
Ironically, the dad, Bieber, would be there.
Oh, thank you. He's saying that Justin Bieber would be my baby daddy. That's the biggest compliment he's ever given me.
Okay, I think he was kidding, Liv.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Reality TV star Beth Chapman died yesterday due to complications from her stage 2 throat cancer. Her husband, Dog the Bounty Hunter, talked to media hours after it was announced and said it was unexpected. They always knew that it would happen eventually, but they didn't expect it to be this soon.
For a few years, knew that someday this day would come. It came very unexpected, really fast. And we didn't even, all of her clothes are exactly where they were, her makeup, everything we did prepare.
That just makes me want to cry.
Oh, my gosh. I got full body goosebumps. That is just so sad. Before Amazon kicks off its 2-day summer sales event, members of its premium subscription service, me, can live stream the first Prime Day concert on July 10th featuring Taylor Swift. The concert's starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Prime Video. Prime members can view the show on demand for a limited time after the concert as well. Dua Lipa, SZA, and Becky G will also star in the concert to be hosted by actress Jane Lynch on Wednesday, July 10th. Which I don't actually have Amazon Prime. My sister has Amazon Prime.
So you have Amazon Prime.
So I use it, yeah.
There
Same
you
with
go.
All of my accounts.
Piggyback
like that.
Live over here.
Yep, that's me. In the latest episode of Yahoo's Role Recall, Richard Dufay claimed he had a violent encounter with Murray one night while filming the 1991 comedy What About Bob?
Bill just got drunk at dinner. He was an Irish drunken bully. And he put his face next to me and he screamed, "Everyone hates you. You are tolerated." He leaned back and he took a last ashtray. He threw it at my face. And he missed me. I got up and left.
Do you think this is true, Joe?
It could be. I mean, I can see Irish Bill Murray as a drunk, but I don't know. I mean, I always want to believe people. But then again, it's like, here's the thing. All the people I've come to idolize and like and love seem to be the weirdest, crappiest people in their life.
So,
like, they're just terrible people. So I love Bill Murray, and maybe he's one too.
Bill Murray has been one of my idols ever since I was like a little girl. I love Bill Murray. I would marry him like... When I was younger, I just wanted to marry him. Like, I thought he was so funny.
Got a lot of guys you want to marry, but okay.
So, my parents, they're really good friends, are very close to Bill Murray. And they're good friends. And they have partied with him 8 billion times. And they have, like, even gone into strangers' houses to party because, like, no one's going to turn down Bill Murray. And they have never said that he gets, like, angry when he's drunk. He's, like, the nicest, funniest guy, exactly how you would imagine him.
I gotta be honest, I think I was distracted for a second. Did you say your parents are friends with Bill Murray?
My parents' best friends.
Okay, I was
are
like...
Are friends with Bill Murray.
I'm like, you've been holding back for a long time.
Right, my parents' best friends are friends with Bill Murray, and they could tell you story on story on story of him just being like the funniest, coolest guy when they're out drinking. So,
all right. Well,
I don't know if I believe it. Madonna's newest music video for her song God Control recreates a mass shooting scene that some say emulates the Pulse nightclub murders. The video shows 32 disturbing seconds of people being gunned down in a nightclub, and Madonna says the video is meant to be a commentary on the epidemic of mass shootings in the U.S. The disclaimer at the beginning of the video says, "The story you're about to see is very disturbing, but it's happening everywhere and it has to stop."
that we need love, but we need more than this.
I've seen part of the video you're talking about, uh-huh. and it is pretty disturbing just to see anything like that.
Right.
I don't know if it's like good for her for creating awareness or it's like, right. I don't want to see this. Get it off my screen.
Right. Yeah, that's hard. It's a hard line to tremble across. Coming up in the next garbage, we are diving deep into the Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes dating rumors.
You're just trying to drown us, aren't you? You want us to drown in this relationship that isn't even happening.
It's happening. I'm telling you, it is happening, and I'm going to manifest it to happen.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, whoa, 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 whoa. Calm the heck down. It's just a question. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Are you calm down? Are you chill now?
I'm a little chill.
All right. Listen, I want you to be ready for this because I think when people do call in, they're probably not going to be on your side.
But no, I know. They could probably aren't. But
so without saying the words you said, because you can't swear on the radio, what's going on with your friend and what now? Her ex?
Yeah. So my best friend, Lizzie, was living with her boyfriend and they rent a house. They both pay half of the rent. He out of nowhere decides, hey, you know what? I don't want to live here anymore. I'm not happy. I'm going to get a job in Dallas. So he has been like moping around unemployed for 6 months. 6 months he has been unemployed, not trying to get a job. He very well could get a job. Luckily, he was in a good enough financial position. His parents help him out a ton to where he didn't have to get one. He's a 24-year-old graduated college student. No, a graduated man. And so he decides to up and leave his girlfriend and get a job in Dallas. So he will be leaving in a matter of like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so she broke up with him because she was like, I asked you to just wait one more year until I finish my nurse's master's degree and I will move wherever you want to move so we can stay together. And he's like, no, I need to leave. I need to get out. It'll make me feel better. It'll make me feel better because all he does is play video games all freaking day long. He doesn't hang out with anyone.
But he doesn't have a job. Is that not right?
No, it is. But he could easily go out and get a job. But he just decides he doesn't want one because he doesn't know what he wants to do yet. And so this came to a shock. He got the job without even talking to her about it. So she was like, yeah, I'm going to break up with you. And he was like, well, you are a selfish bee for breaking up with me because I want to move to Dallas. And she was like, you didn't even talk to me about it. They're broken up, still living under the same roof. She has to stay in that house because she's originally from New York and this is in Kentucky.
So she's got nowhere else to stay.
She has nowhere else to stay. She is a full-time nurse and a full-time student in grad school.
Okay.
She has to stay there. He, all day, every day, plays video games in their basement, doesn't do anything. His parents live 2 hours away. Why can't he just go and live with his parents for 3 weeks? Until he moves to Dallas.
So you want him to move all of his stuff, because they're obviously broken up. This is not going to be reconciled. And he is taking a job to Dallas. He's finally got one after being unemployed for month after month of sitting at home in his underwear, eating Doritos and playing Fortnite. You're saying now that he should go for the next 3 weeks and live with his parents who are 2 hours away, so it's not going to be awkward in their place?
Yes, because he's still being a douche. Like, he's still being mean.
Is she going to pay the full rent then?
I don't think so, but that's his fault because either way, here's the thing. Either way, they have a lease for 7 more months on this house. So either way, he's going to be moving to Dallas and paying 2 rents. He's going to be paying the rent from their house, so he's not abandoning her with the full lease. And he's going to be paying his own rent in Dallas, Texas.
I think she needs to suck it up for 3 more weeks. I think she's kind of like okay, just get through it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think, Liv? You're saying that he needs to get out immediately?
Yes, he needs to get out, move out. It would be different if they were amicable. It would be different if he wasn't being a huge jerk. But he is constantly calling her selfish, putting her down, just being a just major jerk. And so I think you need to go live with your parents because nothing is keeping you here. Nothing is keeping you here. Go live with your parents 2 hours away. Be the mama's boy that you are and let her just start living in peace.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And if you're just tuning in, 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539 is the number to join. Liv the Web Girl has a friend, and this friend, I think we've talked about it before, has a guy. The relationship was kind of rocky, and bottom line, they're broken up now. He's taking a job in Dallas. In 3 weeks, he'll be leaving. They both live together in sin, not judging, but they do live together. They're renting a house, right, Liv? And
yes.
It's going to be, there are 3 weeks till he leaves, and you're like, well, why doesn't this guy... this turd, you don't like him anymore.
No.
Why doesn't he just go live with his parents who are 2 hours away, and that way they don't have to see each other anymore, because she can't go anywhere. She's from New York, so she's obviously way far away from home. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get into it with Brittany. Hey, Brittany, what do you think?
Hey, so I think this guy sounds like a total jerk.
Yes.
But at the same time, he's kind of thinking of himself like anybody would be in this situation. Where he's kind of like, yeah, I don't want to move all my stuff like 2 hours away. I still kind of side with you. I think he's a total jerk and should just leave. I would want him out of my house. Like, I'm paying all the bills, right?
So, no, but Brittany, they're splitting the bill. And they're going to be splitting the bill for 6 more months. She needs to be careful because he could be a turd bag and not do anything and not pay.
Yeah, but his name is on the lease. So
I understand
he would have
that,
to contribute.
But I know he does. You're right, legally. But he could screw them both over, so I'm saying. So let this guy just be a turd for 3 more weeks, then flush him. Let him go.
I mean, I don't know. I just think, you know, he could easily move his stuff to his parents' house. Obviously, he's not worried about money. Clearly, if he's going to be paying rent in Dallas, Texas, and at their house, like, he is not worried about money, and he has not had a job for 6 months. So, like, just get movers to move it.
Eric's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I agree. I think he should just go. I mean, clearly something's going on, and they can't leave each other alone. So if they need some space, and I think he should just go earlier than later.
Even if it's just 3 more weeks, Eric, I mean, think of the hassle of moving. How many times have you moved in your life? It sucks boxing and doing all that stuff. And then to unload and then do it again, just wait 3 weeks.
Then they need to figure out a way not to communicate as much, clearly.
Well, it sounds like they've been doing that. That's why their relationship's over. They've been pretty good at not communicating. Eric, thank you, buddy, for your input this morning. We'll go to Kevin now on the Joe and Alex Show. Kevin, should he stay for 3 more weeks, or should he go like Liv wants him to and go to the parents' house and stay there until it's time to move?
I am kind of playing devil's advocate, and I'm honestly kind of thinking, why wouldn't she would just want to maybe like stick it out and do like a long distance thing for a year if he's only leaving for a year and she's only going to be there for another year for school?
Right. So I asked her that actually, because I was like, you know, if you think you're going to like marry this guy, then why not just do it? This is not the first issue that they have had. He has been incredibly selfish for a very, very long time. And she has catered to him hand and foot in this little like slump he's in where he doesn't work and he's playing video games all the time, and it's like to the point where it's like he won't even like hug her anymore. He won't even like hang out with her. She's like, hey, can we watch a movie and you not play video games? Like, we haven't like actually hung out in like a week and a half because I've been working and with school. And he's like, no, I just don't want to, like, all of this stuff. So it was kind of like this was the straw that broke the camel's back. She was thinking like, you know what, maybe he's just like this because he is kind of like in this like low area in his life, and like he's trying to like figure stuff out, a quarter life crisis or whatever.
Yeah.
And then him going behind her back and getting this job without even discussing it with her at all, and then after discussing it with her and like him saying like, I don't really care about your feelings, she was like, okay, yeah, no, I'm done.
Lexi, we care about your feelings. We'll let you be the last call on this one because we do have to wrap it up. What did you want to say, Lexi?
I would think that he should just pack a little bit of his stuff and live with his parents for a couple of weeks. And then when he moves to Dallas, he can just take the rest of his stuff with him, because he did that to her and that's not fair for her.
Lexi, is there a guy in your past you would have loved to have him pack up and get the heck out?
Yes, he was a gamer too, so I'm your friend, I know how it feels.
There
yes!
you go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I don't know too many guys that are able to lie to their significant others and get away with it. We're not good at it. I think women are naturally better liars, and this is the perfect case why. An Ohio man made up a story about being robbed so he didn't have to admit to his wife that, oh crap, I lost my wedding ring. Okay. The man told the cops two men robbed him at a knife point, but after looking at the security cameras, which you should always think about that if there's cameras nearby, it was determined that was a lie because nobody approached him in all the film. After a few hours, he admitted, you know what, I lost the ring, but I didn't want to tell my wife about it because she'd be mad. Well, he's going to be charged now with making a false police report, and good news, he eventually found his ring, but his wife's still pissed at him, so...
Do you know where he found it?
No, probably in the last place he put it.
See, I think that, like, if my husband did this, I would be like, bro, you're cheating. You took it off to cheat, and that's why you feel so ashamed and so guilty for losing it.
No,
I think losing a wedding ring is not a big deal. That happens.
As a man, though, that's why we have to lie. Because if I told Lindsay I lost my ring, guess what? She'd be like, oh, you cheating on me with some hoes?
See, I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that at all. I'd be like, oh, people lose things all the time. That's human nature. But if... You were like, oh, I'm going to fake a robbery. I'm like, dude, you're trying to cover it up so bad, which means there's something else behind this lost ring.
All I know now is my plan for when I lose my ring has now been ruined, so I'm going to have to think of something else.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Oh, God, here we go. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to find out who is talking the ish behind everybody's back here on the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, or at least what might possibly be it, being said. Liv the Web Girl, you're big into astrology, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that means like you look at the stars and the moon and all that, and you figure out what's in retrograde or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's like the sun and the moon and the energy. It just energy. All is together.
Yeah, man, the energy feels
all together.
Kind of feels weird.
Dude,
okay.
I swear it really does have an effect. Like where the moon is placed based on your sign, it really does.
I can see how gravity has an effect for sure. Like where the moon's at can affect, you know, the actual oceans and the tide and different things. I guess I get gravity, but
it's like the same thing.
I don't know about all that hippy dippy stuff. But what did you want to talk about? I guess people talking behind backs.
Yes. Yeah, so based on your sign.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you what people are saying behind your back.
I always knew you guys were saying crap behind my back, but I wondered what exactly was it. So I'm Sagittarius. Am I going first or what do we want to
do? Yes, I'm going to have you go first. Okay, so it says, this is what people are saying behind your back, okay?
Yeah.
Sagittarius is such a positive, encouraging force in my life. It seriously seems sometimes like Sag can take out all the bad thoughts from my brain and magically turn them into good thoughts. And yet... Sometimes I get annoyed because some things are indeed bad, and I wish they would let me talk about it. Like, no, Sag, there is no bright side to the fact that my beloved goldfish died. Whenever I speak negatively about anything, they try to fix it with a positive take on it. It's a great quality until it just seems like you're wearing rose-colored glasses everywhere.
That is totally me.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. Ask my wife, Lindsay. That is totally me to a T. I'm always like, oh,
really?
Yeah, like every time somebody gives me something negative, I'm like, oh, let's make it positive. You guys have been negative around here. And I'm like, hey, guys, it's going to be positive.
Chop, have you ever said any of this crap to Joe?
Joe's tripping.
What do you mean I'm tripping? All right, fine.
That was so off. All right, I'm going to do pork chop next.
Okay, what is pork chop, by the way?
So this is a person called... like talking crap about a Libra, aka pork chop. Yes, Libra is amazing to hang around. They're cooperative, nice, and fun, and just like the most cooperative and just so cooperative. Getting in fights is one thing, but never having a single opinion is actually exhausting. Libra will never disagree with anything I say. If I say the sky was green, Libra would never answer. Weird, I never noticed that. And when I disagree with them, they bend like the wind and change their story. I want to shake Libra and just say, it's okay, I will still like you even if we have different opinions. Get your own personality, Libra.
This is pork chop to a T. These are two for two.
Money, what do you think? Do you think it's accurate of pork chop?
No. That's definitely pork chop.
Pork chop, what do you think about this? You do not look happy right now.
No, I think, yeah, that's probably me.
Very diplomatic. See, he can't even form an
opinion
on this.
Exactly. It's dead
on. He can't even form an opinion on this. Okay.
What's next?
Lenny.
Scorpio.
Lenny man. All right, Scorpio. So if I was talking crap about Lenny, this is what I would say. I was hanging out with Scorpio the other day, and we got into some really deep, wonderful conversations, or so I thought. I was sharing a lot of information about myself that I keep close to my heart, about my family, my history. I didn't think it was that personal of a question, but I asked, so what about you? Well, wish I never raised the question, because immediately after, Scorpio just shut down and changed the subject as if I was just spilling my guts. The moment you get close and to really knowing a Scorpio, they put a gigantic roadblock up.
I don't know Lenny that well, because you're kind of new to the show. Is that right?
Well, I mean, as far as relationships go, if you're my friend, I'll tell you about myself. But if you're a girl and I feel myself getting close to you, then I will, you know, distance
roadblock
myself.
Yeah, he'll cut it off and make it sabotaged.
See,
facts.
I think this is the opposite of Lenny, because while he's worked with us, he has shared so much, almost overshare sometimes.
Yeah, I think that could be true. All right, Liv, let's wrap it up with you. Now, what is your actual sign?
I'm a Taurus. For those of you that don't know, I don't fully identify with the Taurus. I'm more of an Aries, but we'll just read Taurus. Taurus and I had the most relaxing day. We sipped on Aperol spritzes, love, by the pool, flip through our beach reads, and lounge like I've never lounged before. There was just, well, a bit of a tense moment when I had to step away to make one work call. Taurus basically accused me of having no work-life balance. They get so dang grumpy when anyone in their vicinity pauses the fun, even it has nothing to do with them. It's like, now I get why you say your boss hates you.
What do you think?
Do you think that's true, Joe?
No.
Do you think that's true, Porkchop?
No.
Lenny?
Nah. I don't really know.
I guess this is only really accurate about me and Porkchop.
Not you, just Porkchop. This has only been accurate by Porkchop. The astrology gods have let me down.
Yeah, once again, so have fun looking at the stars and doing stuff with the moon, or whatever the heck you're doing over there. Yeah. That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything, you can always check it out online, joeandalexshow.com. Also, radionowindy.com. It all goes to the same place, baby. All goes back to the same website where we put up our blogs, including The Garbage, Ask Alex, anything else you might have missed. Also, we put up there, too, our podcast that you can listen to, put it in your ear hole. That's the best way to consume the show. Any other way, it doesn't sound the same. For me, today, it is a Thursday, which means Yappy Hour. And if you missed our first one last month, it's the last Thursday of every month. Man, they are such a blast. It's going on at White River State Park. We kick it off at 6 o'clock. It goes to 8:30. Our friends at Indy Humane are going to be there. They're going to have dogs up for adoption. I've told them not to let Liv the Web Girl adopt the dog because I don't trust her with my dogs or anybody else's. And I think tonight I'm going to bring my little four-legged friend. I'm going to bring Paddington out. He's one of the more calmer, docile one out of the two I have. So he'll probably be out there tonight with me. And it's supposed to be decent weather. Also, our friends from Camp Bow will be out there giving obedience lessons. I actually did Obedience 101 out there, and they did a good job with Benny and Paddington teaching, I think, the initial kind of like sit and stay and different things. We're still working on the hey, quit being crazy as hell kind of a thing. I don't know what trick that is, but it's really cool. There's going to be different people out there. Our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka going to be drinking lots of that. There's going to be different liquor things out there. I got to get everything. It's so hard to remember everything. I just know this. It's family friendly, so you and your friends and family come out there, bring your four-legged friends, and have a good time tonight. Once again, that's right at 6 o'clock and goes all the way to 8:30, so plenty of sunlight. So if you're like, well, man, I don't know, I get out of work, will I make it? Yes, you'll be able to make it, and we look forward to seeing you tonight right there at White River State Park. So that's kind of my day, plus meetings and crap we got to do after the show. And actually, we're taping our Comcast show if you want to see that tonight at 10 o'clock on Comcast Channel 81. We're going to go film it, and then magically they'll turn it around and it'll be on your TV, on your tube tonight. Liv the Web Girl, what's going on with you for the rest of your Thursday?
I'm actually going to be getting ready for my trip. I am going tomorrow to California, to Napa Valley. Me and my family, we're going vineyard hopping.
Everybody on the show is on vacation. I'm going to be gone soon, coming up eventually when I get to go on.
Right.
So it's cool, though. It's summertime. I feel like it's kind of that weird, funky time where everybody, before the 4th of July or after the 4th of July, likes to take some time off and just get some R&R.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I am going to be gone tomorrow, and I'm going to be gone on Monday. I'll be back Tuesday. But yeah, so I'm super excited. I've never been to Napa Valley, And I'm excited to like learn about wines. I keep saying I'm going vineyard hopping. I'm like, yeah, we're going vineyard hopping. Let's go. My parents are like, I don't know. Stop calling it vineyard hopping. It's like you're trying to say club hopping.
Yeah, you're like, come on, mom, I'm about to get down. It's gonna be a good time.
Woo-hoo. Chug the wine, slap the bag.
Yeah, I don't think they slap the bag in
Napa. Yeah, I don't think they have bagged wine in Napa.
But you could change it up, Liv. It could be a whole new world. Pork Chop, what do you got going on for the rest of your Thursday today?
I am serving up some steaks at Sullivan Steaks Ooh, House tonight.
Do you ever like sometimes just like put your nose up to the steak and smell it?
Like,
or put your finger in the mashed
meaty.
Potatoes just to get
Actually,
a little taste.
I don't have to put my nose in it because it already smells so good that I just keep my nose right where it is.
That's an actual job where it's good to have your job smell linger. Like, I love me some White Castle. I do. But, like, I don't know if I'd want the onion smell with me all the time. My wife hates onions, so she'd kill me. But I love the onion smell. So, all right. Can't talk about the other job thing. We're very proud of you, but we can't talk about that, can we?
Oh, what?
You at your job, something well you did.
Yeah, you're doing really, really well.
Can we talk about that?
I guess. Yeah, I won a little contest, you know, an achievement contest.
Yeah!
Trying to have us do stuff.
Most complaints. All right. Most complaints. I knew you could do it. No, we're proud of you, man. I'm glad that you're getting an extra income up because you're talking about all the debt you're trying to clear out and stuff and just catch up. So I know it's hard busting your butt on the show than doing that, but we're all really proud of you.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it, Chops.
You're killing yourself, too.
Yeah.
Well, look, we can't do all this extra work and all these fun meetings we love having in the week if we get on out of here and say goodbye. So let's do that. Let's do that, Liv. Let's do that, Pork Chop. Let's do that, myself, Joe. 1, 2, 3.
Bye. Bye.